Welcome to Shom Machshava on the Daf, Shir Espan, So Loi Nishmas, Am Yaakov Shalom, and Lea Bas Yitzchok. We're only in Bo'abas, with the Kuf Tesvov. The Gemara in the beginning of Amud Beis brings the biggest site. The Gemara says, it says, Nachlo Mishameshes V'Oileches Ad Reuven. The Nachlo goes back until Reuven. It says, Gemara, why don't you say, Nachlo Mishameshes V'Oileches Ad Yaakov, till Yaakov Avinu? Says the Gemara, Ma'arbaye Gemiri D'Loi Kole Shifto. There is a Avtacha, that a shevet will never be gone. The Rishbam brings the pasuk that says, "Ki ani Hashem loy shiniti, v'ante bnei Yaakov loy chilisim." So there's a haftacha for the shevet that the shevet will always be intact. There's always going to be the 12 shvatim in Klal Yisrael. And the Chasam Sofer in Jerushas asks a question. He says, "We know that in Chet Ha'egel, in Chet Ha'meraglim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, 'Ve'escha oischa l'goy gadol.' Let me go and get rid of Am Yisrael." And you're going to be the one that will be Klal Yisrael. But if a shevet cannot be gone, so how can Moshe Rabbeinu be Klal Yisrael? What about the 12 Shvatim? So it might say this question, the Chasam Sofer in Chet Ha'egel, it's not a big question. Because the Medrash in Shmos Rabbam and Dal Tes says clearly that was one of the answers that Moshe Rabbeinu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Medrash brings them. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, I will make you into the nation. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu answer the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Ela kishem shenishbata la'ovos v'kiyamte moim bris. Kachaf la'shvotim nishbato v'kiyamte moim bris. Uminayin shakodesh Baruch Hu nishba la'shvotim. What do we know Kodesh Baruch Hu is nishba la'shvotim? Sheneemar shvuas matois oimer selo. Uminayin shekiyem HaKodesh Baruch Hu moim bris. I know they have a covenant. Shema zachartem bris rishonim zu bris ha'shvotim. So the taina was, what about bris ha'shvotim? That's a Shevet Levi. So what about the Shvatim? Omar Rabbi Yitzchok, so to speak, Kodesh Baruch Hu did not have an answer. Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yafel Marto, Miyad V'Yinochem Hashem. So Adarabba, the Bris Shvatim was the answer, was the knockout punch answer of Moshe Rabbeinu, so to speak, to convince HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to destroy Am Yisrael. But in Chet HaMeraglim is very different. Because in Chet HaMeraglim, the Medrash springs also the conversation between Kodesh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu. And Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, I'll make you Goy Godol. So now, what does Moshe Rabbeinu answer Kodesh Baruch Hu? Says the Medrash, Kivan Shara Moshe Kach Omad Bemid Acheres, Vayori Moshe Lashem Vishvu Mitzrayim. Each, the Egyptians will hear about it. They're going to say that Kodesh Baruch Hu did not have the power to sustain Am Yisrael, Chas Hashem. And that was the answer of Moshe Rabbeinu to Kodesh Baruch Hu in Chet HaMeraglim. And the Shaila is, if the Taina Bris Shvatim is so strong, as we see in our Gemara, and that was the Taina Moshe Rabbeinu back to Kodesh Baruch Hu in Chet HaEgel, why in Chet HaMeraglim we don't have that Taina? So my father, Shlita, has a gewaltig shiur in this. It's printed in the Sefer Bekeren Ayovil that my brothers and I put out a few years ago in Maimer Chafei. And there he brings the following answer. The Biskurov has a big issue regarding Bris Shvatim, which is mentioned here. The Biskurov in Parshas Vayichi, he brings in the Psukim of Chet HaEgel, it says, V'chol ha'aretz hazoy zeh she'amarti yiten l'zarachem. So Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, you promised Avtochot Avraham Yitzchok V'Yaakov, and then he mentions kol ha'aretz hazoy. Why are you mentioning here the aretz, Avtochot ha'aretz? So the Bris Kurov says a gevaldik thing, that the yisoy, the Bris Shvatim, comes together with Eretz Yisrael. The nachol of Eretz Yisrael is divided to Shvatim. Why? The ikar Avtochot ha'aretz ne'emar she'aretz titchalek l'shvatim. That's how Eretz Yisrael is given to Am Yisrael. It's given to them through Bris Shvatim. Bris Shvatim is the connection to Eretz Yisrael. And my father brings the Pachad Yitzchok in Igor Suksovim, Igor Geras Lametet. That adds another point to it. And he says like this, Iker Nitzchiyus Kiyo Moshe Knesset Yisrael. The fact that Am Yisrael remains eternal forever. Where does that come from? Eina noveya elo meaftochas haaretz davko. The nitzchios of Am Yisrael depends on Eretz Yisrael. So putting the Biskurov together with Pachad Yitzchok comes out, haftochas ha-shvotim gives us Eretz Yisrael, which gives Am Yisrael the nitzchios, the fact that they can never be destroyed. And according to this, the time of Avtachas Shvatim is so much stronger. Moshe Rabbeinu tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you promise Avtachas Shvatim, and that promise is the Nitzchus of Klal Yisrael. So you can't destroy Klal Yisrael. Mimele is understood very much why did not mention in Chayta Miraglim, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Rabbeinu is not mentioning Bris Shvatim. Because the Ramban says clearly in Parsha Shlach, the Moshe Rabbeinu is not mentioning Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Shenishbato Lehem, and he gave in the Eretz Yisrael. Why? Says the Ramban, Lo yuchafetzim b'matona shelehem, shara oves yubocharim b'meoit. In Chayta Miraglim, Am Yisrael is saying, we do not want Eretz Yisrael. So you're going to come and say, we're talking about Avtochas Haaretz. According to Bris Kerov that we just learned, Bris Shvatim is the Avtoch of Eretz Yisrael. It comes together. So if we don't want Eretz Yisrael, we don't have Bris Shvatim either. So in Mele, we have a Gevaldik Abshat in our Gemara. Bris Shvatim is something which depends on Nachlas Eretz Yisrael. When you're out in the Nachlas Eretz Yisrael, you have the Bris Shvatim, and that's the best answer to the Cheshash of the destruction of Am Yisrael in Chet HaEgel. But Chet HaMeraglim, when Am Yisrael did not want Eretz Yisrael, then you don't have the Eretz Yisrael, so you don't have also the Bris Shvatim. And just to conclude, because this daf is learned in the second day of Yom Tov of Sukkos, Kayadua, Sukkos and Eretz Yisrael go hand in hand. As the Vilna Gaon says, Eretz Yisrael is something you mekayim with your entire body, and Sukkos is the only other mitzvah that you go in with your entire body. It's brought down in the Sfarim that going, being in a Sukkah is a mahalach of being in Eretz Yisrael. So in Mele, it's very appropriate to speak about Bris Shvatim, which depends on the Nachla of Eretz Yisrael and the time of Sukkos, which is Hainuach, as being in Eretz Yisrael. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shova email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomarshova@gmail.com.